Hey, this is IATP, and we are back with our show, The 60s. Today we are focusing on post-war immigration to the UK. I'm your host, Jake O'Connor, and let's get started. After the Second World War, there came many immigrants from all over the world to Britannia. There were mainly immigrants from the Indian subcontinent, about 157,000 at the time, but also about 120,000 German-born people who lived in the United Kingdom. You can also say that the number of the foreign-born population has increased by more than 400,000 people between the 50s and the 60s. In 1961, the immigrants took over 5% of the total population of the UK. But we shouldn't stick too much with the facts. There were also many witnesses. One of them was Sudi. She moved from her home country, China, to her father, who already lived in Birmingham, the English city with the biggest Chinese population, and worked there as a restaurateur. We have the chance to talk to her. Hello, Sudi. Thanks for participating in our podcast. When did you move from China to Britain, and why?
I moved from Hong Kong to Britain when I was 20 years old with my mother in 1964. We wanted to live together as a family again. And the reason why my father wanted to settle in Birmingham was the big Chinese population there. He thought it could be easier to integrate, and I guess it was.
Yeah, that sounds comprehensible. However, there's a big difference between Hong Kong and Birmingham. So what was the most unusual thing for you at the beginning?
Yes, it was definitely a big change for me and my mother. But the only thing I could remember about our arrival was that it was so unexpectedly cold.
Yeah, that's pretty. And how was it after your arrival? What did you do, and did you speak English at all?
Luckily, I did. And I think you mean if I went to school or started to work or something. I went to the local school in Birmingham, and it was great. The school was brilliant, the teachers were nice, and they encouraged me to learn English. I mean, I already spoke some English, but there's such a big difference between a Chinese teacher and an English person speaking English. So I definitely had to practice and improve my language. But it still was a very hard time, and it wasn't easy to catch up with the local kids, to be honest. Sometimes I felt really bad and uncomfortable, so it was even more important to keep going and to challenge myself.
Wow, it must have been so hard and definitely not easy. Sounds like you're such a strong person. What was after this hard time? Did you feel like a part of the English community, and what did you do after school?
Oh yes, everything went well. By the late 70s, I started working as a graphic designer after I studied graphic design at a polytechnic in Leicester, until my father decided to buy a new restaurant in Kingsland. We all had to move to Norfolk, far away from our well-established Chinese community in Birmingham. They were a minority among minorities.
That doesn't sound good. How was it in Norfolk?
It was hard, because we were seen as a novelty. We spent the first decade trying to mix in, to integrate, and it got worse. My father died in a car accident. We were alone. I had to take charge of the family's restaurant alone because my mom wasn't speaking English in a good way.
I'm so sorry. I mean, no one wants to be isolated, but it's nearly impossible for immigrants to become accepted as a part of the host culture. So you was kind of lucky, I guess?
Yes, I was. And that's true. And I'm so happy about that.
Okay, what about racism?
Oh, racism. It became a part of my daily life, not only from normal people, but even police officers or bank employees, for example, refused to service me. It wasn't that nice.
Okay, I understand. So that was Sudi. Thanks for participating in our podcast and for answering my questions and obviously your time. As I see, it wasn't easy for immigrants. And now we have the chance to talk to a witness who was a teenager during this time. She also watched Anna Powell's speech live. Hello, Mrs. Fitzgerald.
Hello, Mr. O'Connor.
How do you see the speech of Anna Powell, which was only presented at one meeting of the party?
I was doing an internship with the party at the time. I was lucky to get into it because women didn't play a big role in politics. My father had good contacts and brought me into this.
And how did you experience the speech? I mean, it was a difficult topic for the whole UK.
I grew up very conservative, so I shared Powell's opinion that immigration was a danger to our country. He saw politicians neglecting their duty. It was exactly like this. There were too many politicians who took the immigration problem too easy. I was afraid that we Britons are no longer the masters in our own country.
Okay. Do you think the reason was failed integration, as Interpol said?
There were so many mistakes from politicians. No clear rules and no refugee stop. There were too many. Yes, and it was failed integration, and the conditions of Brits and refugees were always at distance.
Okay, and how is that today for you?
Because of my very conservative family, I've learned not to accept refugees, especially not so many. But I've learned to deal with new people, and I think this is also part of the UK, the diversity.
Okay, thank you very much for your time and for your story. As you can see, immigration was a very emotional topic for our British society during the 60s. The opinions diverge, but we should treat every person in the same way. Immigrants are only humans, so be nice to them. Maybe you'll be in their situation someday. Thanks for your attention. See you next time at the 60s. That's it for IATP.